Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. These are familiar words that we have heard. We hear them every year, words like them. But it's interesting how particularly in these gospel words, Luke reminds us of important things. In 1973, when I finally got to Okinawa, it had just and recently been returned to the governance of Japan, and they were building in the north end of the island an exposition center of some sort. I never had a chance to see it, but I did see a road that was being constructed. I happened to live on Kadena, an air base, but my workstation was actually at an army base a few miles up the coast. So every day that I went to work, I'd show up at an orderly room and get on to a little bus, and they'd bus us out there. And along the way, you could see the progress being made in on this highway. It was an interesting thing to see. The Japanese, of course, are very ingenious, and when it comes to engineering, they can do quite well. And they had very large dump trucks that, of course, were being used to move dirt and rock around. And they were not an imported, but they had been made there. Clearly, on the front of the grill of some of these trucks was Fuji, which, of course, as a person who drives a Subaru, I take great pride in. You know, so. But at the same time, as these large trucks were being used, they also seemed to have hundreds of, it looked like, grandparents, grandfathers and grandmothers with wheelbarrows and shovels. It was the strangest mix that I'd seen of old and new, large and small, all in this attempt to build a highway. Well, we know how difficult such things can be. We thought that all we had to do was put a machine in the ground, hit the start button, and sure enough, it would end up at the right place without any hassles. But Bertha has reminded us it's a much more difficult task than that. These words from Isaiah are words that remind us that even in our own lives, yes, there's some work that needs to be done, and it will not be easy work. And it's not work that we look forward to as if this thing's going to be a piece of cake. When Malachi speaks of these days, he says that that the day of the Lord will be like a fire. It's not going to be the kind of thing that we're going to say, oh boy, isn't this going to be fun? God has some work to do, but it's interesting that when we come to Luke, it's placed in a different way. Now, certainly Mark, who skips the stories of and Christmas, begins the gospel itself with these words of a highway being created in the wilderness, the voice of one crying out, in the wilderness, prepare a highway for the Lord. Matthew and Luke, who both have their own versions of Christmas and stories, wait until after that event. So that in Luke, it comes here after Jesus has appeared. This is good for us, because it's important that we recognize that Advent is not so closely directed at the event of Jesus' birth, but but that we always need to be ready for the coming of the Word of God in our wilderness, as indeed it came to John. It's easy for us to assume that Advent is about the tasks that all have to be crammed together into a handful of weeks. Our thanks, of course, to all of those who came on Saturday and dressed the place up. It looks great. But after a couple of weeks, they will be back to take it all down and put it back into boxes and into storage, and then we're on to the rest of the year. The fact that Luke waits until after Jesus' birth reminds us that we need to always be ready, that this work of creating a highway, that this task of being ready for God to speak, is never done. It always needs to be a part of our lives in such a way that we are always expecting more. That in the fact that our world has not yet seen in its fullness the reign of God, we continue to hope and work and wait for more. It's easy for us in this day and age to wonder, does God even pay attention? We read the headlines in the papers, or we turn on the news on TV, and we are confronted time and time again, it seems, way too often with the kinds of things that would indicate there's still more to be done. And we are concerned, when's this all going to take place? What can we do to make things different? Now, granted, I'm a little concerned myself, but I'm not going to hide in my room, and neither should you. We have our things to do, our lives to live, and we should do that with joy and hope, and in the expectation that yes, we're all going to be fine. But at the same time, I recognize we're going to be a little bit more alert and watchful and wondering about what's going on in that and garage next door. Or, you know, could it be that my neighbor is building a pipe bomb that I don't know about? These are things that at least we are going to think about. Whether or not we act on them, I trust that God will give us wisdom in such things. But the point is that here Luke understands. He always makes a point of locating these particular things not in some abstract, well, someday. He puts it in a particular day, in a particular place, in a particular time. He calls upon the emperor and Tiberius and Pontius and Pilate and Herod and Philip and Lysanias and Annas and Caiaphas to say, at this particular time, when there was a need, the word of God came to John in the wilderness. God does pay attention. God is watching. And as Paul would say later, in the fullness of time, God will act. Our task in Advent, and yes, through the rest of the year, is always to be ready, to continue to move the things around in our lives that need to be moved. And whether it takes a dump truck or a shovel, it needs to be done. To continue to ask and wonder and wait for those times when, yes, the Word of God will come to us as well. John is the one who begins the mission. Jesus will pick it up and continue it into its fullness. And we have the joy of sharing in that, until that day comes when, as Isaiah hoped for, all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Amen.